Hey y'all, what's up? This is the Story Continues podcast. I'm your host, Austin Gambrell. If you're new here, what's up? How you doing? What's good? And if you're not new here, welcome back, for real. What's up? Today we got a special guest. It is a good musician, someone that is a vocalist himself, someone that knows exactly what he's doing majority of the time, and he definitely is a teacher. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Tyrone Judah.
What up, though?
How are you, sir?
I'm good, bro. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Why not? You know, this is a mental health podcast.
Okay.
So what have you dealt with or are dealing with right now?
Well, one of my biggest testimony is how I overcame mental illness. I was in the psych ward. They gave me medication. I tell this all the time. They gave me medication. Ended up blowing me up to 300 pounds. They gave me so much medication.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, and it was like they would give me this for one thing, and then they give me this to offset that, but it had a side effect for that. So they were giving me things to offset side effects.
Dang.
But so it was like a lot of pills and stuff. So to be honest, when people be like, how many pills and stuff? I'd be like, bro, to be honest, I kind of checked out because it's like, I don't want to, for me, it felt like torture to keep counting like this. But I do remember like at one time it was like 10, 15 pills. Like I just had to like take.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it literally would have my body hurting like and aching. And I remember when I used to work at a group home with people that was dealing with that. And I remember they would say stuff like, it hurt. And I'm like, why are they saying that? So when I ended up in the hospital, I was like, I know exactly what they mean.
Wow.
So I went through all that. They diagnosed me with depression and I wasn't schizo, thank God.
But for real.
Paranoid. I was paranoid.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So any little thing that was going on, I'm like, you know, that kind of thing. So I went through it, I overcame it, and I ended up going back and going through it again after the pandemic.
Oh wow, twice?
And like you came to my live recording, I testified about that. And
his live recording slapped y'all.
I appreciate it, my dog, for real. But yeah, I went through it again and you know, me being a believer, I thought after that first time, like, okay, I won't ever go through it again.
Yeah.
But life is real, you feel me?
Literally.
And I went through it again and it felt like it came back for like I'm about to take you out, you know? So I was able to, you know, I prayed about it and God led me to go to therapy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I got back on some medication. Put a side note out. Take your medication. Like, ain't nothing wrong with it. Like, it doesn't make God less of a healer. Like, it does not discredit God. Like, I remember feeling like me going in the hospital and all, going through all that stuff. Hope I don't sound like I'm rambling.
No, you are fine. When I tell you the other episodes, I'm telling you, this is perfect.
Okay. So, yeah, I remember feeling like when I went in the hospital and stuff and, like, taking the medication, God literally telling me, take the medication, you know, follow the steps of the doctor and all this kind of stuff. I remember feeling like, man, this is not the God that I've heard about.
Yeah.
You know, I've heard testimonies. I went through this and God healed me. I never had to take medication. I never had to do this, that, and the third. But does that make God not God if you have to take the medication?
Exactly.
You know, you have to go through the steps. Right. You have to go through that. And I come to find out that God is the God in the hospital, outside of the hospital, with the meds, without the meds. And he's still the same God. He's too intelligent for you to box him in. You know, he's
that
too
part.
Big.
Yep.
So it really opened my mind and my understanding to know that everybody's process is not the same, but he's still the same guy. You
Absolutely.
Feel me? So, yeah.
Wow.
So I went through all that and I'm here. I'm here. I'm in
I
my
love
right
that.
Mind.
No, seriously.
I'm sound. I'm happy. I feel like my medication now is God in the gym. Like the gym has helped me so much. Like people don't understand how therapeutic that can be. So yeah, that's me.
That was perfect. That was so good. So you are a singer.
Yes.
And a vocalist.
Yes.
And you are a voice teacher.
Yes.
From my understanding.
Yes.
So talk about that. What's coming up? What's new?
Well, even the way I got into that is funny.
Mm-hmm.
I got into that by basically shadowing my sis, Tasha Page Lockhart.
Gotcha.
I remember we work close together. We do music together, right? And we do almost everything together when it comes to music. So I remember she was like, hey, Ty, I want you to come up to the studio. And then she was like, I got a client.
Mm-hmm.
They want me to do voice lessons, but I want to be able to, you know, pass that on to you. So if I can't do it, I'm like, hey, go to him. He good. You feel me?
That's beautiful.
So, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Wow. She definitely looked out. So she was like, I want you to sit in on this session and just watch how I do it, kind of shadow me, and then you'll find your own, you know, way of doing it.
Yep.
And that's how it really came about. I just did that, and I stayed consistent and diligent. Mm-hmm. Now, my schedule, it fluctuates up and down, so I definitely try to find a way to accommodate everybody and still, you know, not give myself the shorthand, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I've been figuring that out, and that's been very fun, and it's been, it's been taking some time, but I'm very happy about it. So I think I do more so vocal coaching than, like, teaching. Only reason I say that is because I have not went to school for it, but I have accumulated some great things over the years in my experience, you know? And like I say, I'm always open and willing for God to lead me. I'm godly in everything I do. So it's crazy because there's times that I would do voice lessons with people and they'd be telling me like, yeah, I tried to sing this note and it's too high. Woo, woo, woo. And I literally would hear God say, ask them this. And I ask them a question. They're like, like, for example, I remember I asked somebody like, what is it that happened to you when you was younger? Like that stopped you from, and they'd tell me, and I'd be like, I feel like you need to kind of deal with that. And then it will open their singing up because they had fear from that, you know, situation. And I'm like, dang God, that was you for real. Cause who would have ever thought that will unlock potential in singing. You feel me? So, I like to say I'm God-led with my coaching, vocal, you know, technique. And I just love to do that because I learn from people. I learn better methods. Like, oh, I like the way you do that. I'm going to, you know, apply that. My mantra for that whole thing is I'm forever a student. So I'm not above anybody.
Yeah.
I can learn from the best. I can learn from the worst because we all got something that we can, you know, glean from. So, yeah, that's the whole spiel.
Oh, I'm learning so much right now.
Well, I'm glad you are, bro.
Oh, for real. So how do you deal with, like I know every day is not, like, the best day.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you deal with, like, the hard days or sad days?
Well, of course, prayer, but I think outside of prayer, really is nothing outside of prayer. Like, I feel like it's always prayer, and from prayer, I'm led to something, you know? But the biggest, most consistent thing for me has been the gym. Like, it's even times I'd be like, I don't feel like it today, but I know I just need, let me get there. Once I get there, it's like, I'm here.
No, for real.
I'm so glad I'm here. If I need to take a little pre-workout to give me a little jump,
right?
You know, let me do that. But once I get in there, I'll be so glad that I'm there because it's like, yes, I needed to be here. And crazy thing, insider that nobody knows about, I remember God told me, he was like, once I get locked into the gym, everything that I want and need is going to come from there. And I'm learning, like, even that discipline, that persistence, that paying attention to detail, the researching things to get to find out what I need to do in order to get the results that I want to get. Like, it's just so many things, that principles that I'm learning just locking into the gym that it carries over into other spaces in my life. So I'm just grateful. I'm like, every time I think about God, I think about the scripture that talks about to the only wise God. Like, he's wise beyond years beyond our, you know, our mind capacity. Like, he just knows what to do. And it's like, the beauty of it is our journeys, I think I mentioned it, our journeys are all different, but it's still the same God. And it's the God that's leading everything. It's like, dang, I know about God leading, but it's amazing to see that he led you that way and you got to this point and you got those results versus you going through whatever you're going through and God leading you a certain way. So I think that all is very, what's the word I'm looking for? Intentional with God, because it just shows you, don't lock him in and don't try to follow somebody exact pattern, because he wants to be Lord of your life. You feel me?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I know that's been the biggest thing. Him leading, guiding me, and the gym. Those two things paired together. And it was a time therapy was. Let me put a quarter in the meter. Go to therapy. If that's something God leads you to do, go to therapy. And I think the biggest thing for me was I've been led to these things. Mm-hmm. Like, I was one of those, like, I don't want to tell people my business. I'm very private.
I think all the black folks are like that. Bro.
And I'm like, I don't want to tell my business.
Yeah, I think we all like that.
Bro, I remember when I first went through therapy, I thought I was ready. Mm-hmm. And I had this big guy that was my therapist. He was like, I want to say, he was probably like 6'3".
Oh, wow.
Probably like 250. Like, he was a big guy. Yeah, he was a big guy. And I remember I was there, and he was talking to me. And then he was like, Tyrone, do you notice every time I ask you this, you get defensive? He was like, I was like, what? He's like, listen how you're talking to me. He was like, look at your body language. He's like, your fist balled up. My fist was balled up. Wow. I was in like fight mode. Like, East Side came out of me. And I was, you know, very guarded. And yeah. He was like, you know, I'm a big fella, but you're intimidated. Like, you got me scared. Like, and I'm like, dang. And then I had to realize, like, in order to help myself, I got to be open, you know?
Yeah.
And one thing that helped me to be open the second time that I went into therapy is to know that they can't tell your business. That's against the law. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, okay, that makes me feel much better. Literally. That I got I got the law on my side that any of this stuff come out, it's over for you. You feel me? Yep. So yeah, that helped me a whole lot to open up, and I needed to open up. Like, when I opened up, bro, I was snotting, crying. I didn't know that I had all that in me. You feel me? I'm just like, dog. I needed this release. I couldn't even talk. It was that bad. Like, being the oldest, I feel like, I don't know. I just feel like this is something I come across commonly with the oldest child. I feel like we're always the one that feel like we got to be the strongest. We can't, you know, be vulnerable. We can't be open and just let that side show, because we have to be there. Mama needs you. Siblings need you. This will need you. This, like, that nature of, all right, put that to the side, because you got to, you know, perform. You got to be this one. You got to come through. Feel like, at least for me, it has kept me in a place that I was like, I can't really grieve. I can't really deal with the losses that I've taken, the L's I took. And when I went to therapy, me being open, it helped so much. Stuff I couldn't even talk to my mom about, you feel me? So I'm grateful that I went through it, and I was open this time when I went through it, because it helped me so very much, so much. So
I think you and my brother would be best friends.
Really?
Because y'all are very much alike.
That's crazy.
Because he's also the oldest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, y'all are extremely alike. That is insane, bro. You should tell him to go to therapy, because he needs it.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing, real talk. It really is.
No, seriously. I have a question, actually. Can you read sheet music?
No, I wish I could.
Interesting. Okay.
Why do you ask that?
I don't know. I was just asking. I feel like you could. For some reason.
Really?
I don't know why.
Well, Lord, give it to me.
Because the way you sing, that's why I'm like,
oh, really?
Like, you can't, yeah.
Well, my dad.
Some of the stuff, like, you can, like, kind of, like, see it internally. And I feel like you can see it internally.
Okay.
Without actually seeing sheet music.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense. Well, my dad, my mom and dad, they're musicians. Like, on my dad's side, it's like, it was 14 of them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like, really, really, really big
family. They had a choir.
Yes, yes. And my granddad, he was a pastor, so he had his church right there, his kids, you know? So really well-known pastor in the PAW. So my dad and his siblings, it was like seven of them, eight of them, they played.
Wow.
So they all played keys. Like, they were the church, you
That's
know?
So cool.
They sing, play and stuff. Then on my mom's side, it was seven of them. And she sang. She was the oldest, with the oldest girl. And they played and, like, so that being in me, I think that's just a part of it.
Literally just around it all the time.
Yeah. And my mom, when I was younger, you know, it's a saying, if you don't use it, you lose it. My mom taught me how to play. Like, she was like, play this. And then naturally, I just pick up. But I stopped playing. I was just like, I'm getting back to it, though, because it's a beautiful thing to be able to play. But that's still in me. You know what I'm saying?
No, so, I got you. Dang, that is so cool. Because I went to school for music.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's why I asked. I was okay. I don't know, because it's kind of cool to see, like, from going to school with, like, music people, and then meeting other music people, but they don't know, like, how to read sheet music, but they're as good as the people that know how to read sheet music.
That's dope.
Which is crazy. But what would you tell your younger self? Well, it doesn't have to be that young. Probably, like, 20 years ago you.
Ty, like, lock in. Just lock in with yourself. Like, you're him. Like, for real. Like, you have what it takes.
Absolutely.
Like, people are really looking to you while you're looking to them. Like, so lock in with you. Like, don't let nobody shake your confidence. Don't let nobody make you second guess what you know you feel, because at the end of the day, you know it. Like, yeah. Trust you, you know? So that's really what I would tell me. Like, bro, you him. Like, and you been him. And people been playing in your face. And because you are a person, like, that's not prideful, like, you're open to, you know, people's opinion and stuff, that has been kind of detrimental to you as well. Because people you trusted, they talk down on you. They put seeds of discord in you, and it made you doubt yourself. Yep. So I would say really lock in, like, lock in. And don't, once you lock in, don't let nobody get your focus off. Mm-hmm. Like, lock in with the music. Lock, because you're about to be great.
I love that.
To really be great. So lock in with it, and whatever you fall short with, hey, deal with it and keep moving. You feel me? So
that's beautiful. What I'm telling me. Yep. That is amazing. Okay, one last question, and then we're going to be done. So I know you meet so many celebrities, mm-hmm. like in the gospel world and celebrities in the world. Mm-hmm. Does that ever, like, do you ever feel intimidated by them or what they have, or do you learn from them?
Well, I'm going to say this. I think when I went through mental illness, mm-hmm. it really killed my confidence. Wow. I played sports. I was a track runner. So I'm used to looking a certain way and feeling mm-hmm. a certain way. So when I got to 300 pounds, when I stepped on that scale, like, that shattered me, you mm-hmm. know? And even now, I feel like I'm just now getting my confidence back and just how I look, you know?
Yeah.
I'm saying all that to say that because it shattered my confidence, it made me feel like, oh, what I got is not what they got, you know?
Yeah.
They're great for a reason. And, you know, it made me second guess me a lot. But really, I started paying attention, and a lot of them was gleaning from me like, mm-hmm. dog, you got it, you know?
No, for
and
real.
I'm like, huh? And even it was some that wouldn't say it. They start singing like me, like my yep. style. I'm like, bro, for real?
Right.
I know me when I hear me, you feel me? So yeah. I'm like, not that I'm tripping, because mm-hmm. I've gleaned from people. Like, Brandy is one of my favorite singers. So,
vocal beast.
Like, literally. Oh, and she does no wrong to me. So it's like, I get it, and I want people to hear the influence from her, but I want them mm-hmm. to hear me. So you know when you hear yourself, you know?
Yeah.
You know, and you're not crazy. So I think after going through that, it did mess with my confidence, and it made me feel kind of like I needed to shrink.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm not them. I don't feel like me. And but now I'm like, what's up?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're such and such, but I'm Tyrone Judah. What's literally. Up, you know? And I'm grateful for every connection. I have to say this. I think I've been favored because I'm connected to people with good hearts.
Yeah.
Like, some of these big names, like, I'm going to mention Vashon. That's literally my big bro. Like, heart of gold. Like, you just...
I love that.
He would give... Like, if he said, if you need a hair, he would cut his hair and be like, here, I give it to you. Because he's that. He's a heart of gold, for real, for real.
That's beautiful.
Like, Tasha, she's been that for me as well. Like, her heart is, like, I want us to win. Like, mm-hmm. why can't we win? Let's build a camp. Let's do this. Like, and I will forever, like, salute them because of what they've been to me. You feel me?
Yeah.
So, saying all that to say, yes, I have been, and... Mm-hmm. No, I haven't been as well.
You.
So I've been on both sides with it. Yeah.
That was beautiful. All
yeah,
right.
Bro.
So we're at the end of the podcast. Every single time at the end of the podcast, I usually go, what would you tell someone that is probably going through what you've been through, like in the psych ward or somewhere,
mm-hmm.
and they listen to this podcast? What would you tell them?
What I would say is, if you believe in God, really talk to God. Allow God to lead and guide you, because even with the way I went through what I went through, it might not be the same way for you. You feel me?
Yeah.
So I think God has a clever way of leading us to situations that's tailor-made just for us. So just be sensitive to that and get all the help. Like, just because you're taking the meds don't mean you're less than anybody else. Like, just because you have to go to therapy, it means you care about yourself. That's really what it means.
Yeah.
It means you really care about yourself enough that you would take the time to talk to somebody, or even just give yourself the medication that will help you to get out that dark place, that foggy place, whatever that looked like for you. So, yeah, I would just say, don't beat yourself down. Don't carry shame. Don't let yourself feel like you're less than because you're dealing with this. This is... Come out on the other side. This is going to be your power.
Mm.
Real talk is going to be your power. So, yeah.
That was amazing.
Thank you, bro.
That's the whole podcast. I'm going to end it right there. That was it. We done. Want to say goodbye to the people?
Well, thank y'all for listening to me. And thank you again, bro, for having me.
Absolutely.
I would just say lock in with me. I got some great things coming up and appreciate y'all taking the time to listen to me.
All right. Love y'all. Be great.